Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Jason Barsky Show.
I did talk about Jim Bognat's commercial, the Portland commercial. It's running or ran in Portland, and I gave it some praise earlier. I just think from a just analyzing commercials in different forms of media, I thought it was kind of sort of brilliant. It's an effective type commercial, in my opinion. And I guess he heard it because he's on the phone now. First, let me apologize to you, Jim Bognat. I was supposed to have you on last week, and then this week's been busy. And you don't have to even say anything other than I'll say, I want to schedule something longer for when I get back from my little quick vacation here. But I heard you heard me talking about your commercial.
Hey, Jason, how you doing? Yeah, I did hear you talking about the commercial. And thank you so much for the kind words. We're just really excited to give the message that Northeastern Pennsylvania is a great place to live and work and really contrast it with Portland, which seems to be melting down.
Do you mind if I just play the commercial's audio real quick so people can hear what
it's
out there?
Sure, go for it.
Let me put you on hold for 1 second so we can hear it. This is the commercial. Again, this ran or is running in Portland, Oregon.
Good evening, Portland. I've heard you've been having a few issues. Something about peaceful gatherings, interruptions to business, and local citizens dissatisfied with your leadership.
I'm just gonna talk.
I'm Jim Bognat, a candidate for Congress here in Northeastern Pennsylvania. If you're a family or business living in Portland, Oregon, who is leaning toward leaving for whatever reason, consider Northeast PA. We're all about Made in America. We're known for our mid-sized paper industry. And around here, we love the police. Well, maybe not our current congressman, but I'll be taking care of him real soon. Please go to the website below to learn more. We won't tolerate any of that horse around here. Give us a look, Portland. Goodbye. And good luck.
I'm Jim Bognat, and I approve this message.
All right. Now, I just thought it was a very well done commercial, and I'm a big fan of things like that that just take chances. And a caller didn't believe me before. I don't know if you heard that. He's like, well, yeah, sure, you ran it in Portland. No, you did. But that's irrelevant where you ran it because it goes online and people watch it everywhere. So.
Well, people do. We're in a media environment where, you know, everybody knows what's happening across the country, man. We see Chicago, Seattle, Portland melting down. And it's a national issue because all of us who seek to represent the people here in northeastern Pennsylvania get asked about what we think about the police. And, you know, I'm a strong supporter of the police. I back the blue. My opponent, Matt Cartwright, as I made the point, he got asked, should we cut funding for the Wilkes-Barre Police Department? And he said, absolutely, yes. He got asked by an activist that's against the police department, should we cut the funding? And he said, absolutely, yes.
Did they dig
that
deeper?
That's a bad message.
Did they dig deeper to say, like, how much do you want to cut, or is it shifting funds? Because I know sometimes, I joke around sometimes that I think the Democrats got into a room and said, all right, we think we need to redesign the police department. Anyone have any ideas for what we can call it? And someone goes, how about defund the police? I'm like, I love it. It's a horrible name. It sounds horrible because it doesn't say what I think they're trying to do, which is kind of change how we approach things.
Well, you know, some of them may be trying to do that, Jason, but I actually think some of them, you see some of these, I think it was Minneapolis, but it might have been one of the other cities, they actually voted the other on a resolution to abolish the police department and come up with a new peace force where they weren't allowed to carry guns or billy clubs or anything like that. And I don't know, I watch the news and I see that poor guy in Portland who was kicked in the face with a roundhouse kick. You know, I used to be a kicker, and I know how hard a kick can be. You get hit in the face like that, you could die. And, you know, when you send a message that we're not going to support our police, you get lawlessness like that. And that's not what Hamilton and Madison were thinking about in the Federalist Papers when we said we're going to have a system based on order, liberty.
Yeah. Where was it where they did this? I want to say it was somewhere in Georgia. They did the same thing where they basically wiped out the police department and rebuilt it from scratch. And they say, in the interviews I've seen, they say it's worked out really well. It's a different approach. I mean, are you open to kind of rethinking how police do their things or you just figure it's worked for all this time, let's just keep it as is?
I think our police should be supported. They should be trained. They should be giving the equipment and the support they need by their political leaders to make sure they can keep us safe. And most of our police departments in our district have done a really good job of that, with some very limited exceptions. I was really gratified to get the endorsement of Lodge 46 last week of the police. That meant a lot to me. They know when Matt Cartwright stands aside and says, hey, you know, we're going to defund the Wilkes-Barre Police Department, that'll eventually get to all of the police departments. So I'm all for innovative solutions to making things better, but man, it really comes down to, if you can't say without any equivocation that I support law and order and I support the police department, what kind of message are you sending to those cops that walk the beat every day?
Yeah, that's fine. Like I said, I want to set something up a little bit longer, and I'm going to obviously have Matt Cartwright on, so I'll let him answer those things. So how's the campaign going overall for you?
Campaign's going great. If you want to see that ad, it's at goodluckportland.com. The overall campaign's going great. President Trump's coming tomorrow to the district. We'll be there to greet him at the airport. We are really doing a good job of getting out to all five counties and getting our jobs message out. One other controversy that's kind of come up is I challenged Cartwright to five debates, one in each of the counties in the district, Pike, Wayne, Monroe, Lackawanna, and Luzerne, and he has refused to do more than one debate. He'll only do it on WVIA public television, which doesn't have really wide viewership, and he refuses to do it any earlier than a week and a half before the election, which, Jason, I think that's a problem, because with mail-in voting, people are going to start voting 6 weeks out from the election. Why are we not going to have a debate until a week and a half out, when half of the people may have already voted by then? That doesn't make sense to me.
What has been the precedent in like past campaigns? Is it different than what he's done in the past? I wasn't around maybe I was around the last campaign.
Well, in 2012, he challenged his opponent, Tim Holden, to six debates in all six counties that were in his district then. But now the shoe's on the other foot. He doesn't want to come out and answer questions about defund the police and his record. So it's really a shame. But what's different, Jason, is from past campaigns is we didn't have no excuse mail-in voting. So in past campaigns, this is the first year where you're going to have a super large percentage of the electorate casting votes by mail 5-6 weeks out from the election. So, you know, they've been on different dates, but I just feel like, hey, we should have a debate before people start voting, not after it.
It makes sense. like I said, I'm taking a couple days off, and then I'll be back, and I'm going to set something up. Is it Ian? Is that your guy I've been trying to...
Yep.
I'm not a big jerk. I'm scatterbrained, and I've just...
we don't think that at all.
No, you should. Like, if I were you, I'd be like, this guy keeps talking about... He's so unprofessional. I've been wildly unprofessional behind the scenes returning phone calls. I've sucked at this. That's why if I ever run for office, I want them to use this in the ad to say, he even said he's unreliable. That would be a great ad way to beat my future campaign that I'm not going to get into. But
well, if you run for office, I'll interview you on the radio.
No. Oh, that sounds good. And I'll be like, you'll be like, why did you explain why you bought an ad in Nashville, Tennessee? I'd say, honestly, I don't know. And I had no answer. At least your ad had a purpose. So I like who's the mastermind behind that ad?
We have a great media firm that did a great job of shooting that ad. But we got together, and I've been saying for months, what is going on in these big cities? I mean, it's been going on. It isn't like it happened for like 2 days. This has been going on for over 2 months. Could you imagine, Jason, if you lived in downtown Portland and had a small coffee shop or a laundromat, and every day you sat there and cried because you worried, is my place going to get burned down tonight or looted tonight? I mean, that is a horrible thing.
Yeah. Someone sent me a video yesterday because I had reached out. I wanted to know, how bad is Portland? Like, what's going on there? And the stuff that's happening in front of the federal courthouse is bad. It gets violent. It's really, I'm pretty sure that's where the guy got kicked in the head, and there's no excuse for that kind of violence. The actual protest area is, I think it's like a two, or the, I'm sorry, the riot area, the dangerous area is like a two block range, and the rest is just people being cautious, and there's a lot of homeless people. So there's a lot of things piling up on top of each other out there. But it's a small area, and the people out there, I talked to two different people who live out there, and they said, look, do we go down there at night? No. During the day, though, it's business as usual. It's like, it's this weird thing where they, it's like they allow this chaos at night, and people just avoid it unless they want to be part of it. And I can't really understand that, but I don't know. I know there's different ways people approach things like riots. There's like just hostage negotiation. There's different police techniques. I don't know. Is one of them just like, let them work out their temper tantrum like you do as a parent? I don't know. I don't know.
I've heard about that for like a weekend. I've never heard about that for 2 months. And just imagine on a human level, say you did your show from downtown Portland in one of those two blocks. And literally you didn't know if when you and your producer got there in the morning, your radio station was going to be burned down. Or if you worked in a family laundromat and you didn't know if all your customers' clothes were going to burn down. But guess what? You probably wouldn't have clothes, because who's going to come down and visit a war zone like that? Yeah. We need to get control of this, man.
Yeah, it's a tough spot because, I don't know, everything's politics, Jim. Everything's politics, and we'll talk more. And I say that because I feel like there are easy solutions, but we butt heads. Everyone butts heads all over the place. Instead of finding solutions, I think we just say we just don't work with each other. It's a weird place we live in right now. This dynamic, but I'm kind of trying to make a point, not coming out all right. But look, I want to set something up for next week, and I'll talk
to you. Sounds good. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for chiming in. Appreciate it. And he took the bull by the horns. Jim Bognat, thanks for being on the show. Appreciate it.
Have a great day. Thank you.
The Jason Barsky Show. Weekday mornings from 9 till noon on WILK News Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.